Welcome to Having Words. I'm Josh. Because I'm very ill this week and Tom is currently giving birth, we've compiled some of the best guest clips we've had on in the last 19 episodes, so please enjoy.
Speaking of skateboarding, Dylan, you had a little accident, didn't you?
Yeah, so about a month ago, I was skating at home on campus, and a guy didn't see me at all. Like, he straight up didn't. I don't even understand how, because there was lights in the air. I mean, I know it was a dark night.
Right.
It was crying. I mean, really. The sky was crying, not me. Shut up. And he hit me. And I thought
he was in a car.
Well, like, he tried to brake. No, he tried to brake, but he hit me.
Oh, was he walking?
No, he was in the car. Oh, sorry, right.
Just clipped.
Just clattered. He's no reason.
This is confused. We missed a key part of that story out.
Yeah, no, he tried to brake, but he still hit me, and I just kind of wanted to go home.
He tried to brake. Oh, I missed.
Damn immigrants.
He's not wearing high visibility.
No, I think it was just a new driver. Like, he looked really young, and it was...
Was it like
an expensive car? It was like a silver Audi. I don't know what type.
Oh my god!
Was it like in the movies when they slam the brakes, but the car's still going, sway across the road?
No, it was more like the guy tried to brake, but it didn't really brake, and so it still hit me. So it was more like
it was a brake hit.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if
that's
that translates
audio.
Very well across
the audio
description.
What happened?
So I thought I was okay. I was a little stiff the next day. Actually, quite stiff. I could not get out of bed.
Happens every morning.
Oh no!
No, I just couldn't get out of bed the entire day. And about
did you go fly?
Did you go over the?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, over the
proper
car.
Went like.
Did you go over the car, like all the way over?
Another audio description.
was it all the way over?
Oh no! So he hit me and then
hit
me from the back.
What?
How did? So what? Did he drive you over and then reverse? Like, oh, I hit him. I better make sure he's all right.
No,
double tap.
No, so he hit me and then I went flying.
My God! Shoot him down
out of the park.
It was only like 2 meters, but
that's a fair distance.
So you can get out of bed the next morning.
Yeah, but anyway, day after that was fine. I felt stiff, but you know, all right. I was just like, it's probably standard.
Yeah. But my legs were missing.
Did you not even get out and say sorry?
Did he stop?
Oh yeah. And the thing that's why I felt like so bad, because he looked like so scared that I was kind of like, oh, okay, don't worry about it. I'll go now.
Because it was so dark, he couldn't see. He was like, what did I just hit?
And anyway, about a week and a half or so ago, I went to the doctors, and apparently I fucked up my ligament in my leg, so I'm not allowed to skate for another, like,
Jeez.
3 weeks.
Wow.
And it's killing me, because our flatmate, Hein, convinced me to get another skateboard.
So now you have two. Your new skateboard's nice.
Oh, I really
like it. It's got, like, little penises on it.
I don't.
Really?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, it does.
100% serious?
Yeah.
It's got a little penis on it.
It's got four little penises on it.
Can I ask why?
Because it's aesthetic.
Penises are aesthetic.
I put my dick everywhere, man.
Do you?
No.
Can't think of a less aesthetic thing than
no,
a penis.
It's
vagina?
It's artwork. Oh, there is also a vagina.
What?
Me.
Suicide wank.
Sorry, it's just a funny phrase.
It is, isn't it? Right, so it's when you have a wank when you know you're going to get caught.
Interesting.
I like
very
it.
Interesting.
I like it.
So you like
Simon.
They come in and, you know.
Close.
Oh,
I'm going to say incorrectly. I'm going to say incorrect.
Oh.
Dylan.
You're allowed to think.
Is it having a wank when you don't have, you don't think you're going to be able to clean it up? Or, like, do you get what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, suicide! Like, it's like,
Mom!
No, like, you're going to be under pressure to clean it up, but you do it anyway because you gotta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I like that.
Incorrect, Aiden.
Fucking do it.
It's when...
This man's done
you
it.
Are... I can say season. Wank because it's in the word.
We've all
you're
been
You're mid-wank, and you call for a relative to come upstairs into your room, and you challenge yourself to nut before they get in there.
Oh my god, I'd actually
otherwise
forgotten
you fail
this was a thing.
The suicide wank.
I'd forgotten this was a thing.
Correct!
Hey!
Oh,
when you're having a wank, just before you blow the load, you shout, Mum! Or Dad! Then try and finish the job before they get into your room. Well done, Aiden.
Well done, Aiden.
1 point for Dylan, 1 point for Aiden the pregnant.
Hey.
I actually remember that being a thing, like, in school.
In school,
like,
yeah.
Now, like, I'd repressed it so much because I didn't want to think about it.
Because of that one day.
And he tried it.
That fateful
Mom,
day.
Get out of here! Oh, no. That's a whole other level. That's a whole other level. Pointing it at the door. That's a whole other level. So then if you mess it up,
you want to turn around to your wheelie chair, you can spin it and just be like, 360. I was expecting you.
360.
How do you know?
Why?
What do you know?
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to say anything, but I was kind of like, should I mention it or not?
Yes, mention it. I don't, like, if someone lets you walk around with your fly and then on like a bogey,
well, you're not walking around,
it doesn't say anything.
A bogey in your
a bogey's different because that's like an area that people typically look at a lot.
Yeah, so you got, I just go like, dude, you got a little, and they're like, oh, thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah. No one's ever been like, how could you? It's like, it's not my fault, I'm helping you out. Yeah.
How dare you not clean your nose?
So I went through half a day at work, and I had toothpaste here, and no one said anything until I saw my mate, and I was like, oh, dude, you got toothpaste.
You're such a white dad. I don't think you know it.
What do you mean?
It's just like toothpaste, like there. It's such a...
No, I'd say I'm more like a 5-year-old. Can't brush my teeth properly.
I mean, don't you guys just like wash your face after you brush your teeth?
No.
No. What? No.
That's weird, dude. I don't
know if you're being sarcastic or not.
No,
that's not a normal thing to do.
How's the dirt from your teeth going in your face?
No, what I mean
dirt
is like
from your teeth.
You brush your teeth and then you usually have like
a sip of water, yeah.
Toothpaste and saliva and shit around your mouth.
Yeah, water.
Wait.
Shit. What I mean like that.
I get a towel and I like yeah.
I recently shaved. So when I shave, then it tends to get all over the place because it enters here and it comes out over here. So
wait, what?
the
toothpaste.
It's my fault.
The toothpaste.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an actor's name, a genre, and a randomly generated object, and you three need to pitch a movie idea to me. Liam Neeson. In a family feel-good genre, you know, one of those. And the random object is a traffic light. Okay. Right. Liam Neeson. Feel good genre, traffic light.
Okay, I think I've got
Go ahead. Okay,
so Liam Neeson.
Yep, that's him.
Starring as, not himself, as a sort of failing writer, author.
Okay.
Looking for inspiration.
Yeah.
And every day he walks to his office in his little like flat in New York.
Of course.
Or New Jersey, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
And every day he goes past the same set of traffic lights to get to his office. And there's this homeless man by the traffic lights. And every time Liam Neeson walks past, the homeless man, he stops, he talks to Liam Neeson, gives him some money. And the homeless man always tells him this really, like a really interesting story about his life.
Yeah.
And Liam Neeson starts writing them down. And then eventually Liam Neeson like invites him into his house and they start talking. And the feel-good thing is that he finds that he gets these really good story, life stories, how the guy did all these amazing things in his life and how he's ended up homeless. And then right at the end,
Liam Neeson's
walking one more time because he's written the story and publish it and he wants to just thank the homeless man, gets to the traffic lights and finds the man's gone. So he tells him that he got hit by a car. And it's really sad, but then he publishes the book in his memory.
That's it.
Three points.
We need to hear the other two.
He's actually, he keeps his Scottish accent. Sounds more endearing.
Where's the but isn't he Irish?
He's Irish.
Maybe
he's
Irish.
One of the
not English accents.
Not
one of the not empire ones.
Nuts.
Well done, James.
I mean, what's the point?
I might actually get a call from a producer.
You
soon.
Might do that.
There's still, I think there's still a point on the line here that Joe missed out on.
Actor relevance.
Oh yeah, that's where I might come in. I might swoop in a point.
Star Wars, I win.
Give me that point. Liam Neeson stereotype. I don't think family feel good film. I think he's killing everyone.
Family. I literally have nothing after Joe's incredible story.
It's heartwarming, isn't it?
That really is. Even the homeless man died.
Apart from that bit. But
The one day the traffic lights weren't working.
Please!
Did they show it in really graphic detail as well?
Oh, no! It explodes.
It shows his body like flying 30 feet into the air.
Liam Neeson's writing.
Synchronous.
He's sitting at his window. So, Liam Neeson, his family. I think this is too dramatic though for a feel-good family film. Then again, a homeless man dies in your one. But one of his family members is killed at a crossing, on a road, which he lives near, maybe. It's just, there's no confidence with this one.
How can you
do that? And then Liam Neeson is about to go on a vengeful rampage, maybe. Like, Taken.
This is not a feel-good family film.
But instead he installs traffic lights.
Out of sheer rage.
Out of sheer anger. He installs them and saves the lives of hundreds of other people. They sensibly cross at the traffic lights, which he's installed.
He saves a homeless man.
Yeah. And then it ends like that.
In a fit of rage, he installs...
installs a traffic light.
Yeah. There really should be traffic lights again. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do something.
Goes through the planning application with the council, talks to them about it, files his...
Gets loads of people to sign.
It does an e-petition online on Facebook.
He cuts all the family watching it.
Change.org. So Liam Neeson's
channel. All these mums are commenting on it like, such a great idea, Liam.
But the main thing, once he gets across, he's so angry about it. The rage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. Aiden.
Thanks, man.
It's going to be awful. Right, so Liam Neeson is a traffic light controller.
Do they exist? Is that a thing?
Yeah, he sits in a...
He sits in that little chair on top of the traffic light.
There's some man in the box, in the traffic light, changing the colours. It's getting a bit busy out there, put the orange on.
Yeah, he wakes in
a little crevice. You can only get it, like, there's only three options, and he still manages to get it.
He fucks it up. Yeah, he gets it
wrong. It's like really joking. It's like, oh, not again. Slaps his knee, and it's like a horrific collision.
So, you guys have pretty much summed it up. He's a traffic light controller.
They don't exist.
It does. He sits on his little swivel chair. He's always got his coffee. His wife's always calling him, oh, can you be home in time for dinner tonight? He's like, oh, sorry.
I've
got three more red lights.
Has he like got lots of like colleagues throughout the place he's working?
Yeah, it's just him. He's always working late. No one else wants to do it. Yeah. He's a lone operator.
How many traffic lights does he control?
Is it called the lone operator?
The lone operator.
All of them in New York. He's got to keep his
arm.
All of
them? How do you manage?
That must be the most stressful job ever.
All these monitors just incredible. Exactly.
And then
smoking.
Oh, I've lost someone. No!
He's just accepted that he's gone to hell.
He ticks them off.
And his wife leaves him.
Wait, who does she leave him for?
She just leaves.
Zebra crossing.
Because he doesn't spend enough time. Shut up! Because he doesn't spend enough time at home with the kids. So Liam still... He has a burning passion for traffic control.
Burning passion? Since a young age.
He gives up.
Little Liam, what do you want to be?
He gives up his job as traffic light controller. And then, to try and re-engage with his kids, he becomes the school lollipop man. And his wife really sees the changed man in him, and then he's the lollipop
does
man.
Does he sacrifice himself to save his kids?
And does he control all of the schools in New York?
All of them. He has to run to each one.
Well, the thing is, because they haven't got a traffic light controller now, it's all gone to pot. So all the traffic lights, and there's a big news report, all the traffic lights in New York are down, and he's like, he has to step up. As the lollipop man.
Family or the city.
The family volunteer to lollipop all the streets in New York.
It's like in a world where traffic lights are controlled by one man.
Chaos erupts when he leaves his job.
The city's
so,
never
yeah,
been less
they
efficient.
Get back together, they save New York. Happy film.
The whole of New York comes out and celebrates this one day.
Gets a handshake from Captain America.
That's it.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was clear until Aiden said his one.
Whoa! Top contender.
Do I not get like any?
Okay.
Really like right. I like a lot of pancakes, but I really like just like lemon juice and sugar.
So
really
sugar.
Really nice.
I do it the correct way. I put a layer of chocolate spread, then I put bananas, sliced banana, not just a banana with a shell on.
The shell on. Excuse me, my bananas have shells on them. I'd like to return them.
How do you de-shell these bananas?
How do you de-shell them?
I need to put them on my pancakes properly. I've realised I've been eating pancakes wrong, and now I'm
leaving the shell. This whole time.
That Bible told me.
Hey, can I have the shellfish with the shell banana, please? What's it called?
The skin.
I take the skin of the banana, slice it up, put it in little baby slices, and I put it on top of the chocolate spread, and I pour a little bit of lemon juice on top. And then fold the bottom up, and then the sides roll in, and then I make another one. Actually, no, I do it two ways. The other one.
just stuck in my mouth. Just well, no, smack my face into the plate with my mouth open.
No, I gather as much as I can. Anything I miss gets put in the bin.
Results.
I throw it in the back and grab the shell of the banana, whip it in my... or I roll it up and chop it diagonal in the middle and then put it on top of one another and put like a syrup on it so it looks really fancy.
Ooh.
How do you have your banana?
Shell off.
How they're intended. I prefer the real banana.
What about the antenna though on the banana? What?
Banana.
The black antenna.
In this week's episode, we learned the anatomy.
We learned
Josh
knows nothing about bananas.
The antenna and the shell.
Why are bananas in the EU?
That's the name of the episode.
That's a good one.
Let's get it.
Like why that. Are bananas allowed in the EU?
I like that a lot. Okay. No, my banana. Oh no! No! My pancakes!
Oh no!
Nutella. It's
just
Nutella.
Just Nutella.
Well, no. So.
No, that's what you had yesterday.
Did I Nutella. Give you permission to fucking speak?
I've got to
cut. Leave it in. Pancakes, Nutella, and they have to be stacked.
Nutella.
So the Nutella, little bit melt. And then you melt down the Nutella, and then just sort of drape it over the layers. And then there, you've got it all cascading down. Maybe bananas?
That's not what you did yesterday.
Yesterday you said, pancakes, and drank the batter out of my hand.
Yeah, but that's how I would do it.
Oh, I just enjoyed the description of that a lot.
Drape the pancakes.
Drapes.
Cascades down the side.
Exactly.
Like the waterfalls in the Amazon.
You cook it right, though.
The pancakes.
Yeah.
No, the
the
banana.
Nutella.
This Nutella is a bad batch.
It's not cooked well enough. I think so.
What
was
that? What's the question?
I'm going to sit here and listen to your question.
Just, what are you doing over there?
The pancakes, were they cooked all right?
Yeah.
Well, she cooked them.
Well, actually, we both did.
Yeah, it's team effort.
It's Kira.
It's me.
Kira, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm glad.
That's okay. Thank you for having me.
Kira, what's your experience on the radio before or like on a podcast? Have you been on a podcast before?
I haven't been on a podcast, but I have been on the University of Portsmouth radio show.
Whoa.
On a drum and bass takeover, so I'm really somewhat of a star.
That's actually more professional than anything we've ever done.
I will be charging for my time.
Huh? What's that?
We don't have money.
We're losing money on this.
No, I have no money.
How is Kira?
Do you know what? I'm fantastic.
Yeah?
You're
back in Worthing, hometown.
Yeah, on consolidation week, should be doing uni work, but I haven't. Story of everyone's life. But I feel bad, but I don't feel bad, because I'm supposed to be on a break.
You're on a break?
You can't see, but I'm doing quotation marks.
Oh, I bet
you. But it's also like, this isn't a break, this is time for you to read 7,000 pages of work and...
That's not a break. What is that?
That's what university calls a break.
So what? Yeah. I assume it's kind of like when you have half term, but they set you homework
well,
over half term.
Well, you haven't been to uni, have you?
No, exactly. So when she said everyone, that's
you picked
everyone
a college,
except
man.
Me. Huh? I wasn't even there. I barely went.
He picked when he was born, and it was all downhill from there.
Oh,
he's
peaked.
I'd say it's all downhill.
He has peaked.
He's cute. Oh, he's
asking
cute now.
He's a boy, and he's peaked.
Nah, summer 20. When did we leave schools? 2013. That's probably the peak.
Yeah.
From there, it's just kind of
the summer
holidays.
The
summer holidays. Plummeted.
Yeah.
Horrible. Now look at me.
Also known as a reading week, Kira.
No.
What?
Isn't that called Consolidation Week?
Consolidation.
Time to consolidate your life.
Isn't that what happens when someone dies? You have to consolidate.
No, that's commiserate.
Oh. Okay.
We must consolidate. Brothers, unite.
Oh no. What have you
then we should just do the regular dictionary challenge where Josh learns proper words.
Well, actually, Tom, in last week's episode,
What did you call the banana skin?
The skin of the banana. No, the shell of the banana.
You are now in the presence. You are now in the presence of an actual legitimate champion at something.
Yeah, but we already knew that. Tom won last week's episode.
That's irrelevant.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
No, I have a medal and everything.
What? Come on, what's it for? Tell us.
I was captain of my team in a football tournament at work. And I have a trophy and everything to prove it. And we came first. We beat
you won.
I led them to victory. We beat a semi-pro team.
Did you get subbed off?
Well, when I say semi-pro team, there was one player who was quite good. we beat them.
So you lasted the whole game?
I sat the first game out and was like a proper like little manager on the side.
Hang on a minute. So you, for half the game, you weren't even playing.
No, this is the first game. We played four games. I sat the first one out just to see how my team were doing, how they were operating.
Three manager.
And then it was. And then from then I went on, filled in the gaps, told the team where they're going wrong.
Yeah.
Carried us to victory.
Were they winning anyway?
Two trophies, actually. No, they weren't winning. No, we lost. The only game we lost is the one that I didn't play.
Wow. So you literally championed the team to victory.
Well, yeah, I was the captain. I gave motivational speeches.
Give us an example of one of your motivational speeches.
It wasn't. It was more shouting when they were doing it wrong.
You're boring.
You're boring? No, it's more like our goalie used to... seemed to think he was a midfielder at one point, and I told him to get the F back in goal. Yeah, because
he was a goalkeeper.
He was a goalie, and he was in midfield.
I'm gonna go in midfield.
Yeah. Wait a minute,
and
Gerard.
No one Jimmy, in defense, no. And I had to tell him to get the F back. Yeah, it was a high pressure situation. I regret it straight away. Colin, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Colin is listening.
He's
just messaged
he's the goalkeeper.
Saying, no, sorry.
Solid goalkeeper. Well, solid performance in the
midfielder. Though,
would you feel bad if he became a famous midfielder now?
No,
you held him back.
Yeah, but we won the digital cup, so it's okay.
You didn't even get an actual cup.
Yes, we did. But it's a tough. I work in the digital group of it's boring now. You've made it boring.
You made it boring by talking.
I just asked you a question.
I'm a champion. That's cool. I have a real trophy for the digital sector of my business.
Well done, man.
There's pictures of me and everything getting my trophy.
Aiden the Pregnant, that's his name that's from the games. Name. Aiden the Pregnant, winning a trophy. Thomas is pity crapping.
Proud of you, man.
That's well good, oh my god.
I sent around like emails and stuff saying well done.
Oh, well,
did anyone reply?
No, I didn't take it.
You know, I won the trophies. Everyone.
I was just.
So, did you get a raise from it? Or like.
Oh, no.
I was just.
You're a good captain.
I just got managers with no sort of repercussions. So just push them over, wouldn't I? Nothing bad happened to me at work. So it's great.
That's awesome. So for once, over the last 6 weeks, you finally had something.
I've done something.
To say.
You've achieved something.
I can't describe it. It's, not without exaggerating, it's probably the proudest day of my life.
I can see it in your eyes.
That's mad.
That's
literally.
I feel really sad for you. That's that.
You really did peak after high school, didn't you?
All right, whatever. I thought it was cool. You guys clearly did.
No, it is.
It's all right. We'll move on.
You really hyped it up.
John, I'm more proud that you're actually able to play football. I think that's the biggest achievement.
That
here.
Is pretty good.
Rather than you winning
what
the
do
cup
you mean?
Or whatever.
Exercise,
it was.
Fitness.
You hate your job though, don't you?
Yeah. What would you do?
Admin assistant.
Killing people.
Lots of filing and paper.
My job.
And
computers.
For what?
Dr. Surgery.
Whoa!
That's pretty cool though.
Yeah, but like I feel like the hierarchy is your job, then the person that gets asked scalpel, and then
it's doctor. Sir. So you're basically a doctor.
Scalpel, much, stat.
Yeah. Not the wage.
Not that, yeah,
no. Oh, no.
Tax report, stat. You don't get that, do you?
Is it Dom, is it going to be one of those situations where one day the surgeon's going to be the surgeon's going to be off ill? And they're going to be like, we need someone. And John's going to be like...
In no way is a man from admin going to be invited into an operating theatre.
I'm thinking of scalpel and I can see your hand moving. I just think that in the surgery.
Yeah.
I'm just a typer.
No, you're not, goddammit, you're a surgeon.
You gotta step up to the plate, kid.
Oh my god.
Please, you've just killed him.
I feel like they're far better candidates than an admin man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh no, don't agree.
Probably in the whole hospital, I imagine there is another person you can handle.
Like a dentist. Dentist.
There's no one in this hospital. We've got a dentist nearby.
It's good, we got rid of the infected lung, but he replaced it with a filling.
Damn it, massive teeth.
Just filled in the entire lung.
Trees are made.
Oh, God.
Incredibly undemocratic.
Superhero movie, and the random object is a hedge cutter.
Okay, so mine is instead Theresa May's the villain.
Oh.
So I'm sort of picturing her Edward Scissorhands, Wolverine, but with hedge cutters instead.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her trying to negotiate EU Brexit, and she just massacres that. Just makes an absolute mess of it. She's at the moment, but with her actual hedge cutters, and then eventually Boris comes along and
Boris comes along.
And he's got a chainsaw and, and he kills her.
Oh.
Nice, I like it. When she goes to sign her final deal that she worked so hard for, is there a bittersweet ending where she tries to do it but cuts up the paper? And it's like, why was I born with hedge cutters?
But she cuts it exactly 52%.
51-48, I
think it was. 51-49 if it has to add up to 100.
Oh, sorry, yes.
That's ridiculous, that's crazy. Dom, well done, you've still got 40 seconds left. 40 minutes left.
40 minutes.
A title for your one.
Can I come back to it?
You said definitely not skydiving, so do you have a fear of heights?
Do you know, it's really weird. So I'm good at, it's like if I'm on a plane and I look out the window, that doesn't freak me out.
Yeah.
In fact, I kind of go, wow, that looks really cool. But like, I think it's just, for me, it's the fear of falling.
Yeah.
I don't know what it, and I get it even just like, you know, walking through the street. The idea of falling is so horrifying.
Oh, I really hope I don't fall over.
So it's like, yeah, that could be like, yeah. And I'm always tripping and falling over, but I just find that to be terrifying.
Couldn't think of course, worse. Of course. That's debilitating.
It really is.
So you have to spend your entire life sat down.
Just sort of crossing the road. Oh my God. No, I might fall. I might fall out of the drain.
Lying in bed.
Why have I fallen in my dream? Yeah. Do you know, I've done that. And it's scary. Like, when you need to get it. Yeah. You,
it's
you called a nightmare. Dreamer, well, I don't know if it's a rumour, it's probably some sort of bullshit myth, but it's like, say if you're falling in your dream, or like, and you're like, I don't know, falling through the sky,
yeah.
If you actually hit the ground, you die in real life. And I think that just makes me...
Did you hit the ground?
Did
you hit the ground?
No.
Oh,
no,
you're not dead.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And then you wake up and you're just like, you know, you're
that's
in sweats,
awful.
You just can't cope. I've had that a few times.
Just get on the ground. Try and get out of bed and...
The floor is armor. The floor is armor.
But always, yeah, always. Oh my!
That's everything is
so
armor.
Scary.
Yeah,
jeez.
It's really weird.
But obviously, you've been skydiving, Joe.
Yeah, I did a skydive because I had a fear of heights.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I do a skydive,
just gonna throw that out there. That's not how I'm gonna accomplish
that. So I said to him, I was like, you need to do it because.
Yeah.
But it felt amazing. I like landed. I was like the best.
Hit the ground.
Hit the ground. Hit the ground.
Sweet release.
But I slid across the grass and it was lush.
Okay,
nice. It was so good. Like,
beautiful.
Such a good feeling.
Like that scene in Matilda. Do you know the bit where
yes,
his Trump was throwing
yeah.
the kid out the class and she just lands in like a flower pit.
It's so good.
It's really weird.
Really
weird. Sorry. But like, I still can't believe I know someone that's done skydiving. That's
yeah.
incredible.
I'll show you the video later.
How high did
you
go?
15,000 feet?
Not for me.
3 foot?
Yeah. Yeah. It was actually, I just jumped off my bed.
Yeah.
That's
so high up, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that reminds me of what that campaign that David Cameron did once, like Hug a Hoodie.
What?
It was like his outrage.
Oh.
Did you hear about it?
I think, because of the rep people wearing hoodies
yeah.
got. Yeah,
exactly. And it's just like, I mean, there are a million ways that could go wrong. But you would hope, I mean, hopefully the spirit in which he said that would
the idea of it, exactly.
But yeah. Like, that,
oh.
for some reason, it just made me think
it's
of big. A hoodie.
When that was around, I was found in Primark just hugging a load of hoodies on the
hangers.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
Too literal. Yeah, very different. Different
yeah. I've got kicked out of Primark, so.
There.
Yeah. You're banned now.
We have Ariana Grande in a horror genre,
ooh.
And the random object is a credit card.
So, Ariana Grande and the Identity Thief.
You don't even type. Okay, that's great.
That's not, but this is like setting a scene.
Oh, okay.
So, Ariana Grande
is on stage, and while she's on stage, someone online hacks her bank account and gets all of her credit card details. They go on the black market and they buy lots of stuff, okay?
Whoa.
Now, what they do is... So basically, let me just go back to the first point, you know, because I'm struggling with this. Hang on. buy time, Joe. It's fine. Now, during her performance for Live Aid, she is confronted by a school of fish.
Okay.
She's confronted by a SWAT squad.
Oh my god!
The SWAT team, okay? The bloody SWAT team turn up during her performance and they literally capture her. She has to finish a song like halfway through, you know, and then they take her to this dungeon, okay? They're not actually the SWAT team.
Whoa.
Now, someone that stole her credit card hired a hit squad to capture her during a performance, right? How hard will that be to find out who did it when the credit card used was her own? Okay?
Yeah.
They take her to this dungeon and make her listen to out-of-tune heavy metal. Heavy metal on its own, I personally don't like it. But out-of-tune heavy metal. How much worse could you get? And then they record her and they put the video of her listening to this horrendous music in chains online for a small but reasonable fee.
Why did you send it to me? I'll buy it.
Why do I sign? She somehow escapes the rats. Okay?
Somehow.
She somehow escapes the rats of the SWAT team, who aren't in fact the SWAT team, and goes on a savage spending and killing spree to find out who was the hitman using her credit card. This is where the horror kicks in a little bit further.
Oh.
Because using her credit card, she finds... she finds out, using trails of transactions on her credit card, who it was that hired these hitmen. And she goes, finds them in this room all online, being keyboard warriors. All a load of fat men with McDonald's and KFC. And she gives each of them a Chelsea smile or a Chelsea grin.
Ooh.
Credit card in between the mouth, stamp.
That got violent.
Blood everywhere, literally like jaws are hanging off.
Oh my god.
Really graphic. And that is the story of Ariana Grande and the credit card identity thief.
Oh my god.
Like, thank you, Joe. That was
amazing.
That was
I
amazing.
Like it. That was amazing.
I mean, I'm scared to get my wallet out right now.
I got you.
It could be any of you guys. I don't trust anyone now.
You're so involved in this pitch.
I am Ariana Grande.
The word is Road bone.
Got it.
Surely.
Got it.
Gotta be.
Got it.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
James. Road bone. It
depends what you're up to, I mean. The thinking is you're doing it on the road, but you could also have, you know, speed bumps, you know?
You're really getting into this. Okay, wait, explain.
Road bone?
Yeah. That was the
Road.
Where's the speed bump come in?
Bone.
What?
Road bone. I'm going to say, I mean, how is it spelled? Road is in road.
Road is in the road.
And then bone is in...
As in a bone. bone is in a clarinet.
We're going quite deep in this.
Yeah.
We're going
legit
right now.
So, reckoning on that spelling,
in case
I'm
going to
go with when you've got carpet burn.
After
going on the floor.
Yeah, carry on the carpet burn after you go on the floor.
Yeah, you get on the floor and you know you roughhouse
it,
and then you end up burned.
It was game over.
Like road rash.
I thought it was game over, man.
What are you
doing? But I've been given a lifeline.
You've got road rash. Road. What was it again?
Road bone.
Road bone.
Road rash.
Oh,
road bone.
Bro, give it a spare.
It's not even near.
What if it's right?
Just carry on.
That's my answer.
Could you say that again?
So in short,
road bone.
Sum it up.
When you fuck on the floor, you get carpet burn, and it looks like road rash. You know, when you're on a motorbike.
Yeah, I know. James.
Incorrect answer.
Oh, surprise, no. Surprise.
Shoo. Tom, roadboat.
When you have sex while you're driving, or maybe on the road, so you're driving, maybe you stop, pull over, or when you're driving, I don't know if I can give that to
you. Oh, Tom, okay. Tom, incorrect answer. Aiden.
Shit.
Roadbone.
Roadbone.
Tom just gave the incorrect answer.
I wasn't. I was laughing too much.
It was the obvious one that we were thinking.
What do you mean?
You know, having sex on the road.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm going to say having sex in a car pulled over.
Tom says
we're going to have to take
you said on the road. You said on the road. Having sex in a car.
I also said pulled over.
Having sex in a car. Road
Aiden.
Road. Let's go.
You fucked it.
Because of you were specific. Incorrect.
What?
No, I'm joking. Just incorrect.
Oh,
right.
You just generally.
So now it's back
at hugely wrong.
So now we're back at Giant James Road.
Giant James.
I like this. James the Giant Peach. James.
Sink my teeth into that peach. It's a vampire peach.
My ass. James Roadbone.
Well, okay.
What the fuck is it?
Again.
Carpet involved.
Also, keep in mind, if I'm incorrect or something, it can't be that answer anymore.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's how it works.
I mean, you've not done this before. So, it's obviously got something to do with the road.
Okay, thank God.
What? Not the carpet.
He's beginning to believe.
So, assuming that you've just reacted like that and clapped, it's correct. I'm on the point for that. See, it's not just wordplay. So...
You made it wordplay on the carpet.
Well, now we've just established it's not wordplay.
they got that straight away.
It's been a brilliant game.
So,
did you sing?
Oh, give me the point!
I just fucking had it!
It worked!
Okay.
So roadbone.
Roadbone.
Would you like the example before you begin?
Ooh, oh, do it.
Actually, you know what? I reckon a round and then the example if you don't make it.
I've got to play
this
a
TV. This is a two-pointer after all.
Okay, yes. So... On a hot day,
okay, yeah.
You're hanging low.
Yeah.
You get out of the car.
Yeah. What happened?
What happened?
You're bored.
What's that? I'm just picturing. Is it a ball?
You're bored.
No.
Scrape the tarmac.
I just want to clarify, before we started the podcast, James was like, hey, how rude can we be?
So yeah, that generally, you know.
Standard, yeah, generally,
when you
that
say
happened
it,
to me once, right?
Every summer.
Oh shit!
Oh, it burns a little bit.
So think about it this way, you've never heard this term before. Road bone. You get out of your car, scrape your balls. You think, I've just been road boned.
James,
my final answer.
I thought so. Incorrect. Tom,
that joke.
I wanted it to be.
Roadbone. It's yeah. Tom.
What else could it be?
We eliminated all the possibilities.
Explored all avenues.
Roadbone.
Man. Not again.
He's got it.
Well, Tom, it's not my go.
Oh yeah, Tom. Roadbone.
Okay. Is it a case of, I might move away from the sexual side.
Yeah, okay.
Back to the carpet burn
side. Good old road bone involves getting maybe shunted from behind.
Are we moving away from sexual?
Yes, we have.
Define?
A car, like, shunting you.
Ah.
You go, oh, fuck, he's gone, I've been road boned.
No,
this is obviously not right.
Jeez. Incorrect. I like it though. Roadbone when a car backs into your.
Thanks, man.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
If I could give out bonus points
butt
for like cool butt points, I'd give you a butt point.
Cheers, man, for the butt point.
Aiden.
Interesting.
Roadbone.
Road.
He hasn't got it. He hasn't said he's got it.
I've crumbled.
The pressure's.
Roadbone.
Think of ball sacks.
Please. I can't stop thinking of a ball sack on the hot tarmac.
This is James.
Oh, fuck.
Roadbone. This is James's voice. This is game. He mentally confuses you two, so it gives him more time to think.
Roadbone.
We've been
flashbanged. First thing that comes to my head is some kind of really boring term for a speed bump.
Oh, I hit another road bone.
Aiden, is that your line? Is that your final?
Yeah, go on.
Incorrect.
I'm going to read out the example now.
It's a bit hot on my balls, aren't you?
I can't believe scrote just hanging out.
So are you wearing trousers?
Like, he's wearing shorts. Surely he's wearing cargo dad shorts. So he just flopped out the side. Or maybe one either side.
Like a Newton, you know, the
Newton's cradle.
Yeah.
Well, obviously they're not cradled if they're scraping on the floor.
Yeah. Curtis Lavender.
Hello, everyone.
Oh my god, where did that come from? He is with us.
Ah, oh, it's nice to be here.
You're finally on. You've listened to all of our summer episodes.
So, I've listened to some. Definitely the first one, and I can't keep track of the numbers. But whenever I'm on a whenever I'm on a
don't worry.
Whenever I'm on a drive, I just chuck it on because it's just so funny, and it stops me from going to sleep on the road.
That's good to know.
You are doing a service, guys.
It's so boring. It keeps me going.
No.
God.
I have some interesting comparison. How does it feel listening to the show now, being on the show?
It's great. It's a great feeling because, you know, from hearing the first few episodes, I just knew this was a good podcast to have. You know,
that's me.
So,
yeah,
thanks,
it's nice being on and being able to contribute as part of it.
No, definitely.
Especially with the music side of things as well.
Exactly.
Very grateful for that.
Well, that will help. You know,
make it more professional.
Yeah,
because it's already. It's like what our podcast was found in the trash. It was an old banana peel.
We're in early access right now.
We're in early access, and what you did, Curtis, is you put a nice red ribbon on it, which is the sound on this banana skin.
On a banana peel, which is rotting slowly.
Oh my god, there's mold on it.
Yeah.
It's a rat in it.